Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Joe Biden will formally accept the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination tonight from Delaware on the final night of the party's virtual national convention. Last night, former President Obama was one of those making the case for his former vice president.
Joe and I come from different places, different generations, but what I quickly came to admire about Joe Biden is his resilience, born of too much struggle. His empathy, born of too much grief. Joe is a man who learned early on to treat every person he meets with respect and dignity.
California Senator Kamala Harris accepted the party's vice presidential nomination last night. She is the first black woman on a major presidential ticket in the U.S. The Republican National Convention gets underway next week. Iraq's new prime minister is due at the White House today to meet with President Trump. NPR's Franco Ordonez says U.S. troop levels in Iraq is expected to be among the issues discussed.
The two leaders will also discuss challenges posed by the coronavirus pandemic, as well as security, energy, and economic issues. Mustafa al-Karhami, who took office in April, is the third prime minister to take power in the wake of mass protests against government corruption and economic challenges. A senior administration official told reporters he would not get ahead of the president regarding any potential announcement related to troop levels, but he noted that the success of the U.S. strategy toward fighting ISIS has allowed the government the ability to consolidate and reposition U.S. forces in the region. He also said the administration would discuss the return of Christian refugees displaced by ISIS. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Facebook is banning hundreds of groups linked to the conservative conspiracy movement known as QAnon. NPR's Shannon Bond says the movement's content appears to be spreading rapidly on the platform.
QAnon believers think that President Trump is fighting a secret war against Satan-worshipping pedophiles. The baseless theory is moving from the fringes into the mainstream, in part because it's spreading on social media. Last week, NBC reported an internal Facebook investigation revealed thousands of QAnon groups and pages with millions of followers. Now, Facebook has removed 900 groups and pages and 1,500 ads tied to the conspiracy theory. It's also restricting the reach of another 2,000 Facebook groups and more than 10,000 Instagram accounts related to QAnon. Facebook says the crackdown is part of efforts to curb violent rhetoric. In July, Twitter removed more than 7,000 QAnon accounts. Shannon Bond, NPR News, San Francisco.
Facebook is a financial supporter of NPR. This is NPR News from Washington. Lightning continues to be a worry for California's governor and fire crews who are battling more than two dozen large wildfires in the state. Governor Gavin Newsom says there were more than 11,000 lightning strikes in California over a 72-hour period this week. Thousands of people have been forced from their homes because of the flames. Non-essential employees at Travis Air Force Base, located between San Francisco and Sacramento, were ordered to evacuate yesterday. The FDA is giving emergency authorization to a saliva-based coronavirus test developed at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Christine Herman with member station WILL says school officials are hoping the test will help them to reopen for in-class learning.
The new test will be used on students and workers at the school who undergo mandatory twice-a-week testing. University of Illinois chemist Paul Hergenrother says it's cheap, fast, and avoids supply chain bottlenecks.
The idea is if you can test everybody rapidly and report results back quickly and test them frequently, then when positives do arise, which they will, the idea is that you isolate them quickly before they can spread.
Hergenrother's studies and early results from other labs show saliva tests are as accurate, if not more so, than the traditional nasal swab method. The Urbana campus is running upwards of 10,000 tests a day in its own labs. For NPR News, I'm Christine Herman.
Stock markets in Asia ended lower today following a down day on Wall Street. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.